So we are continuing today in the Sefer Bavavi Mishkan Evna. We find ourselves in section Gimel. So the Mechab writes as follows. He said, "In Naschel v'nishal b'nei Adam, manir labash kafri shona. Be'eze inyen kedai v'nochon la'aschel ba'avodas Hashem." So the Mechab writes as follows. If you ask most people, so where do you think is the right part? Like, where should you start with your ruchnius? Here, I want to build a spiritual persona. I want to build a spiritual sense of self. Where should I start? Where should I start? What's the point of departure? My hanakuda rishona sheniris lo shekedai avur lahaschel ba savodos kono lefnei matzavata. Where should I start? In other words, considering where I'm holding right now in life, what is the right place to start in the building of my ruchnius? Ha'echa yashiv shenir lo sheish chalishos ba'asmadas ha'torah. So one person, you go over one person, you might say, you know what? I need to strengthen my learning. My Talmud Torah is not as it should be. I need to work on my learning. That's one person. Hasheni Yashiv Shalafi Mabato Al Matzavo. A second guy, a second person will say, based on my situation, Hanikra Harafuya Etzlohi Lashon Hara. Somebody else might say, you know what? I really need to work on Lashon Hara. Humargish Shalonis Har Kirai Bishmiras Lashono. I feel I'm not careful enough with watching my tongue. So a second person, you know, I need to work on Lashon Hara, because every once in a while I'll say something, I'll do something that's just not appropriate. Hashlishi, you go over to a third person. Third person will say, Shalafi ma'abato al matzavo, based on, you know, what I see in my personal situation, hanakuda haru'uyo lo l'takna hi shalom bayis. Zo nekuda shu chay l'shanos osa b'mehira. The third person will say, shalom bayis. Say, inlo, why? What does that mean? There is peace in my home. I personally will say, you know what? I don't have enough patience for my family. I don't give enough of myself emotionally over to the ones that I love. So the point that the Mechaber is making is, you know, you go to different people and you ask, you know, if you want to build your spiritual self, where do you want to start? So people will often look at their greatest current weakness. So one person will say, my current weakness is I don't learn enough, or I don't learn enough with enough concentration. Another person will say, I speak Lashon Hara. Third person will say, I have to work on my Shalom Bayis. And he says something very interesting. He says, excuse me, Vimkein, Roy Lahashiv Lachol Echa Tshuva Pratis Lefi Matzavo. So obviously, when building one's personal spirituality, there's not like a one-size-fits-all answer. Obviously, again, every person is going to have to work on something different. But look what he writes. Ulam, ha'emes eneno kem mudiak. But the truth is, it's not totally true. In other words, as much as we're all building our own spiritual persona, it's not necessarily true that we each start that process somewhere else. So the Mechaber here posits something incredibly amazing. See, on one hand, we know that each of us has a unique spiritual identity, right? And the truth is, and my goal is to create a personal spiritual identity that is unique to me. And I'm not supposed to be like you, and you're not supposed to be like me. And that's why, interestingly enough, as we engage in this process in building the personal sense of spiritual self, or the spiritual self. So if you ask a person, where should you start? So again, people naturally gravitate to whatever their weakness is. And whatever their weakness is, that's where I'm going to start. What the Mechaber posits is, that may not be the right approach. It could very well be that in the building of the spiritual sense of self, maybe we all need to start from a basic departure point. We all need to build the same framework. We all need to build the same foundation. And then after the foundation of spirituality is built, and maybe that foundation even looks the same for everyone, after the foundation is built, then I could delve into fixing whatever is broken or whatever is in a state of disrepair or whatever needs chizik in my life. But the Mechaber posits, maybe we don't start with that. Maybe we have to start just by creating that foundation, that basis, that edifice, that framework, and then we could go on to go ahead and do our personal avoda. What that edifice, what that framework, what that foundation is, Emirat Hashem will begin to cover in next year. Wishing everyone a wonderful day.